Oh, yeah. Even when I was a Christian, I thought creationism, the idea that man and dinosaur walked hand in hand in the Garden of Eden, I thought that was stupid, too.
Oh, is there? Oh, I didn't know there was a dinosaur. Dinosaurs are in the Bible?
Young Earth creationists insist that they are, yeah. Behemoth?
I'm not sure.
He has
man.
The tail of a cedar tree.
I got a couple different versions of Bibles in my house, and I've never really seen any dinosaurs talked about in creationism.
So your argument is not with me. Your argument is with young Earth creationists who say that's what it says.
Oh, I probably would have a bone to pick with them, but I'm just I guess I was just going to see your point on that. But so evolution is true. Big Bang is true. So the only thing I got with that, I guess we could say, is that so what's the Big Bang theory? There had to have been a beginning, right? No. Something had to have banged? No.
No. Well, the universe can exist and then it just bangs. The Big Bang is a description of what this universe does, but that doesn't imply that before space-time as we understand it became structured and expanded, that before that there was no universe.
But I'm just trying to grasp what kind of proofs you have of this, because basically what you're saying, because I'm pretty sure I didn't learn too much about the Big Bang, so you definitely could school me on it. I know that for sure. But I do, if I am correct, isn't Big Bang connect with so the Big Bang happened and then we slowly formed into what we are today, and basically the ozone layer was created, and then from there, organisms were created, and then somehow we turned from apes? Or where did it, how does the Big Bang, if you could go into the first 50 years even of the Big Bang, what happened? What would have happened on our Earth once it was habitable, I guess you should say?
So your actual question is Big Bang, therefore what happened after Earth formed?
I kind of rambled on. So basically, I believe in a God. I believe someone had to have created this thing. And I see your page, and it's kind of going against that. And it also talks about the Big Bang. I'm not very versed in the Big Bang. I just know that the Big Bang ties into evolution, which evolution ties into we used to be apes at one point. So I'm just trying to grasp,
We still
there's
are
a
apes.
Starting point. There's kind of a starting point for my, I guess you can call it religion, but I wouldn't say I'm Christian religion. I'm not Catholic religion. I just believe in a God. The Bible kind of I can hold to. But if you were to tell me the description of your, history of events, what would have happened in the first 100 years of evolution, once it became habitable?
What happened in the first 100 years of evolution?
Just the beginning times. When we were still apes, right? What was the first
animal? Oh, that ain't the beginning.
Were we an ape? What? The first...
So, when you say the first 100 years of evolution, you're implying when life began. So there weren't any apes.
Not the first 100 years of evolution. The first 100 years of when things were created and this Earth started. Forget the humans at this point. I'm just saying
there was no life back then.
Okay, so now you understand me a little bit. So what was there? What was it? What was going on here? If you can have
it on planet Earth?
Yeah.
What was going on during the Hadean Eon on planet Earth? So broadly, man, I have a video about this on my YouTube channel, so hopefully I can remember anything. Okay. So broadly, the Earth formed from collisions of an absurd number of asteroids, comets, meteors, whatever. Because there's an accretion disk around the protostar, the sun that's forming. So anyways, Earth snowballs, it forms. The whole thing's molten because the collisions make a lot of heat, but there's a lot of radioactive material.
Okay.
The planet differentiates, so the iron sinks to the core, most of it anyways, and then lighter material outgasses upward. That's just what things in a liquid state do. They sort by density. Okay. We don't know exactly how long it took for the oceans to form and for the crust to harden. It took a lot longer for the crust to stabilize. But we think that that took something like 400, 500 million years. Somewhere during that, the Earth also got, we think, smoked by a smaller planet. And that formed the moon. We can go over the characteristics of the moon and what supporting evidence we have for that if you want. But, I mean, that's... We're talking about events that happen over scales of hundreds of millions of years, just for those few things.
Yeah, I'm still trying to narrow down them dates. Like, so you said the Earth was formed, like, what I've learned so far is that the Big Bang happened, asteroids were hitting each other. Because they were hitting each other going really fast, it heated up and it kind of made like a, I would want to say like a lava substance until it formed into a ball. Is that, am I following?
Not exactly. It just, the material collects. I mean, the time scale is way off, but we're going to just skip that. That doesn't matter. But the collisions happen and gravity causes the material to be a spherical shape. And the fact that it was really hot is just a consequence of, like I said, all the collisions and all the radioactive material. But
what like created, I guess, in this theory, or it might be more than theory, but in this belief or the stuff that you have here, like what created like the perfect, I guess, the ambient, like just everything to be so well thought out, like without the creator, I guess you can minus the creator from my thought and say like what created, I guess, your ozone layer that protects us from like being sucked into the space that is up there, and what created like the oxygen level to be just between 18 and 21, just enough for us to breathe, like what created that?
Well, life is the answer for both of those things, but what you're thinking about this backwards. Life adapts to the conditions that it finds itself in, not the other way around. So on our planet, for example, we have dug miles into the Earth's crust. This is done mostly in the oceans. And when we pull out those core samples or whatever, from, again, miles below the ground, we find living things in it. There's a really cool Kurzgesagt video about this, about how we're finding this entire ecosystem of living things that are just in the fucking crust of the Earth, where it wouldn't make sense that anything could live. So we find life in darkness, where there's no sunlight, and at extreme pressures. We find life in boiling hot acid. We find life in Antarctica. We find life in Death Valley. We find life in places where it rains once every 100 years. We find life in places where it rains every single day. So so this thing that the conditions were just perfect is not at all how things work.
But like, no, I guess you're missing the point. Like what we have right now is a system that is obtainable for lots of like millions, just like you said, like we got life forms in Antarctica, we got life forms in the ground, even like miles down below, right? And all of these things had to have been possible only under the assumption that the moon, the sun, the universe acted in a way and so that everything is perfectly aligned. Like,
almost, no, nothing is perfect. If the whole Earth, if temperatures on this Earth were 50 degrees colder than what they are today, and the whole surface of the Earth was covered in ice, there could absolutely still be life on the bottom of the oceans. Nothing's perfect.
No, but I'm just saying, from the Big Bang, what created your ozone layer? Like, what's the belief? Life created it?
Yeah, because oxygen is too reactive. There are no known inorganic geochemical cycles that produce molecular oxygen that is stable for long periods of time. We're quite certain that you have to have life for that, specifically photosynthesis.
Oh, hold on. I'm starting to see. I'm in layman's terms. So you're saying that the trees on the ground in the planet over time created that atmosphere?
No, just the oxygen. And most of the oxygen comes from algae in the oceans. Trees don't contribute that much.
From oxygen in the oceans.
Yeah, made by algae in the oceans.
And then where did the oceans come from?
Well, water is H2O. Those are two of the most common elements in the universe. Funny enough, the water source for Earth's oceans, that's still really mysterious because the isotopic composition of Earth's water is not like the meteors and asteroids and comets in our neighborhood of space. So we don't know if it was a result of, there's some chemical reactions, like decomposition reactions, where if you heat up material hot enough, it releases water. And you can do that with rocks. You can do that with, I think, gypsum. I'm not 100% sure, but there are some rocks where if you get them hot enough, they decompose and they lose their water. So, like when you bake, like have you ever made toast and you notice that the toaster actually has water around it? And you're like, what the fuck? Where did that water come from? Have you ever seen that before?
I've actually, well, I've seen water, yeah, like just from spilled dishes, cleaning dishes and stuff like that.
But not from doing dishes. If you bake something in an oven or like in a toaster, there will be water. And where did that come from? It comes from carbohydrates in the food. There isn't water inside the food that evaporated. The oxygen and hydrogen atoms in there decompose through a, it's a type of chemical reaction, and then they release. So burn burn some toast and like hold a piece of aluminum foil over top of the toaster. You'll see that it actually collects water.
And so like, what would you say we're going to evolve into next, man? Like if this is evolution is true, what are humans going to become?
Oh, I feel like whatever humans become, it'll be, how do I want to say this?
Hold on. Yeah.
Somebody's having fun.
Yeah, the kids are playing today. Yeah. Home today.
I don't think the next step for humans is to become something other than like a primate or something. Like it'll be almost unbiological. Whatever our evolution is going to be, it's going to be supplemented by technology, and then we're going to enter a category that is beyond categorization, I feel like.
Isn't like I don't know too much about evolution, but like isn't evolution just not like it's not your choice? Like we're gonna evolve whether you like it or not. Like we became humans from I'm not sure what like stage 8, but we became it by choice. It wasn't by choice, like it had to happen. So if evolution is true, like we should see signs of what would you call that in the evolution world? Transmorgification? Come on, someone in the chat knows what I'm talking about here. Like we would have to start changing, wouldn't we? If we use a scientific method, which is
so
like,
not necessarily, you
know, something and look at it.
Yeah, not necessarily, because if our environment doesn't dramatically change, then there's no reason for us to change, because evolution is driven by selective pressure, right? So like horseshoe crabs have been very broadly the same for an extremely long time because their environment, coastal seas, has remained mostly unchanged for that vast majority of time. Now, humans, again, it's weirdly, the thing with humans is eventually I think we'll have the medical technology to intervene in this. But for humans, because we're exempt from that, things that are normally, you know, like when, I don't know how old you are, but like I'm in my early 30s. Yeah, when my grandparents were my age, having diabetes meant you were going to die when you were 50 years old or less than that. Whereas today, that's not the case at all because of medical intervention. And there's all kinds of examples of things like that. So those types of things might actually be becoming more common in us because of what's no longer a death sentence. Another funny thing is humans are actually getting shorter. Humanity reached peak height in the 80s, and we don't know why that is, but one of the prevailing thoughts is because so few people die in early childhood now compared to a long time ago. People who normally would have died young grow up. And the reasons that they may have died young would have stunted their growth as adults. But now that these people are living, we're actually getting shorter. So
I guess I got some of your points. I'll go look at some stuff here. But I just kind of want to end with like just a small little observable experiment with me from you in your house. So when you look at your own self in the mirror, you know that your mom and dad created you, right? I'm just going on a little bit of creationism. You know that your mom and your dad created you, right?
Yeah.
Just from obviously, like you didn't remember it, but you obviously know mom, dad, they were my parents. That's where I came from, right?
I didn't know that when I was a kid because I didn't know how any of that worked. And then I learned, you know, how it works. Yeah. And then I intuited it.
And then so now, you know, being we're around the same age, I'm 33. So now being in our 30s, like when you were in that room right now, the computer you're on, we all know, like I'm not sure if you still like rock with a Microsoft computer or Apple, but like you know someone built that computer.
I have both, so.
Oh, nice. Yeah, no, that's nice, man. So you know that someone invented that and created it, right?
Mary, like therefore the universe has to be created.
Well, no, I'm just, no. You can end there, but just hear me out, right? So the computer that you're on, you know someone invented and created it, right? Even like the processors inside, it was somebody else. Like somebody else had to, you know, put their parts into help in creating it, right? Just like, you know, the microphone, somebody created the microphone in your room and the headphones. Like pretty much if where I'm going, like you said, it has to be true creationism. What I'm just saying is, like, I just want to end with this, man. Like, when you look around, there's not one thing on this planet besides the things that were already here that we can't really explain besides the Bible and, you know, the Quran and whatever have you, history book from before. But, like, whatever you look around, whether it's your curtains, your clothes, your stuffy bears, it doesn't matter. Someone created it. And that right there, I think, to me personally, is observable enough to say, you know, I look at the stuff we create, it's cool. Like we can make computers that can make, you know, simulations of a world. And we're getting really close to like a godly like creation. But when you look at like how, even if the sun is in space and the moon is in space, like how far apart they're perfectly just there enough to keep us heated and for our tomatoes to grow, I would think that leans towards a creator. What religion? Who knows? We don't know. We're not, you know, thousands of years old, but that's just my input, right? Like when I look at things, I say, you know what? It's kind of true. Like there's not one thing out here that wasn't created. You know what I mean? Just a little bit.
Sure.
All right, man. Well, I had a good chat with you. I'm going to look at some of the stuff you talked about. Is your YouTube channel the same as your name? I'll check it out, man. I had a good chat.